Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, November the 1st, and I'm Joyce.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Beth.
Coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you are all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions that you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:10 a.m. and sunset will be at 4:34 p.m. The temperature is looking to be cool the next week, with a lowest temperature of 9 centigrade, that is 48.2 Fahrenheit, during the day, to 3 centigrade, that is 37.4 Fahrenheit, during the night.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week, to help when you are living with sight loss. Dudley Council's winter support scheme, which helped more than 700 residents keep warm and well in their homes last winter, has been launched once again for the coming winter and will now continue to run throughout the year. The scheme aims to help people struggling to keep their homes and themselves warm enough during the winter months. Householders can save significantly on their home energy bills with the right advice on appropriate tariffs as well as energy discounts and grants. A variety of practical support information and expert advice is provided through the scheme. Anyone worried about keeping their home warm this winter, struggling with paying their fuel bills, or concerned about keeping well at home during the winter due to the cold, can ask for help from the scheme. All sorts of help can be provided, from expert advice and support with changing to the best energy provider and tariff, help with energy debt, as well as assistance with home energy efficiency, improvements, grants, including access to free boiler and home insulation schemes. Councillor Les Jones, Cabinet Member for Housing, said, "Each year people die as a result of freezing winter weather and cold homes. Living in a cold home can lead to very serious health problems, particularly for the older people, young children and people suffering with long-term health conditions such as asthma. It is essential that people start preparing for winter before the cold months set in. If people are concerned about heating their homes, they should contact the scheme's helpline to ask for support and advice. We want to make sure that all our residents keep warm and well in their homes whatever the time of year, hence the extension of the scheme to all round. I encourage anybody concerned about keeping warm at home themselves or worried about a relative, friend or neighbour to call the scheme. The Winter Warmth Helpline number is 01384 817 086. Call to request a free home visit. This information is provided by Dudley Metropolitan Borough Council. Further, if you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop them in the post with your wallet, and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we are going to take a look at what's happening in the area. FISOG present freezing. FISOG take you back in time to 1910, in a world before central heating. Be warned though, this is no fairy tale. Lizzie Cottrell had a dream one night about an amazing story of a girl with a special freezing power. When she awoke, she told all the family members that she had another idea for a play. Unfortunately, in true fashion, things never go to plan with a Froggatt and Cottrell performance. Now, don't tell Lizzie, because she thinks this story is her own creation. And as we all know from the title, it's been done before. But maybe you've never seen a version quite like this one. This performance is taking place on Thursday, the 16th of November at 7:30 p.m, located at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. Tickets cost £14.50 to £20, plus £3 fee per booking. To book, call the box office on 01902 429 212.
Himley Bonfire and Fireworks is on this Saturday, the 4th of November. The gates open at 4:30 p.m. The bonfire is lit at 7:45 p.m. and the fireworks are lit at 8:30 p.m. The largest local authority fireworks display in the country, the legendary Himley Fireworks, will be lighting up the sky, set to this year's theme, Girl Power. Heart FM will be present. There is also a fun fair and seasonal refreshments. Family tickets cost from £23, adults £9, children and senior citizens are £4.50, under fives are free. Car parking is £3. Optional plus discounts available on adult stroke junior tickets, and there are no card purchases. Special free bus service from Dudley, Cowsley, Sedgley, Quarrybank, Brierley Hill, Stourbridge and Halesowen are from 5:30 p.m. onwards. A no alcohol policy operates at this event. No vehicle drop-offs will be allowed at the gates of Himley Park on the B4176. Advance tickets are available at www.himleyhallandpark.co.uk and on 01384 812 812. Further details are available from Dudley Council Plus on 0300 555 2345 or www.himleyhallandpark.co.uk.
Stage and television stars Paul Bradley and Jesse Wallace lead the cast of Death Trap, a truly satisfying spine chiller that is guaranteed to keep you on the edge of your seat. Paul Bradley is best known for his 10-year role playing primetime TV favourite Professor Elliot Hope in BBC's Holby City, as well as playing Nigel Bates in EastEnders for 6 years. Jesse Wallace is best known for having created the iconic role of Cat Slater in EastEnders, for which a spin-off series, Redwater, based on her character, will be on the BBC in May. Sydney Brewer, a once successful writer of stage thrillers, is in the grip of chronic writer's block when young playwright Clifford Anderson sends Brewer his brilliant new whodunit, Death Trap. Desperate to see Broadway alight once more, should Brewer kill the newcomer and pass the play off as his own? Death Trap continues to hold the record as the longest-running thriller in Broadway history. This show is taking place at the New Alexandra Theatre in Birmingham from Tuesday, the 7th of November, to Saturday, the 11th of November. Showtimes are as follows. The 7th and 10th, 19:30. 8th, 9th and 11th, 14:30 and 19:30. Tickets cost £15.50 to £37.50, plus £2.85 transaction fee. To book, please call 0844 871 3011.
Thank you, Joyce and Phil. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, and we start with some upcoming activities at the Beacon Centre. We have some exciting events taking place at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley in November. We are holding a Sports Recognition Awards evening on Friday the 17th of November, and the Beacon Centre invites you to join us in honouring the sportsmen and women who participate in visually impaired and mixed ability sports. Tickets are priced at £8 per person and include a buffet. You can purchase tickets by contacting Anna-Marie or Tim at Beacon on 01902 880 111. We have a diverse and very successful programme of recreational and physical activities. Our Active Eyes team partners with local sporting clubs and organisations. The sports being recognised are goal ball, 10-pin bowling, cricket, Beacon Butler Pan Disability Golf Programme, Tandem Club and Hugby, which is a visually impaired version of rugby. Please join us on the 17th of November to celebrate these wonderful achievements. On Thursday the 23rd of November, we are holding the annual Christmas Fair at the Beacon Centre from 6 until 9 p.m. There will be a wonderful variety of Christmas stalls selling a fantastic selection of Christmas gifts, as well as fun activities for all the family, including raffles, tombola and the opportunity for Santa selfies. The Beacon Christmas Fair is a great way to start the festive season, buying some beautiful individual gifts from local craftspeople while supporting a worthwhile local charity. Entry is just £1 per person and under 10s are free. Please come along to the Beacon Centre Christmas Fair in Sedgley on Thursday the 24th of November between 6 and 9 p.m. Additionally, the Forget-Me-Not Tree Appeal is one of Beacon's best loved and most meaningful community events. It is a time to remember and celebrate those close to people's hearts, even if we are separated by either distance or time. A multi-faith lighting up service will take place on Wednesday the 6th of December at 6:30 p.m. at the Beacon Centre on Wolverhampton Road East. This is a very special evening, an opportunity to come together to remember and celebrate those we love at this special time of year. Dedicate a light to a loved one. As well as attending the service at the Beacon Centre, you can dedicate a light on the Forget-Me-Not tree to someone special. During the multi-faith service on Wednesday the 6th, the tree will be lit up in celebration and remembrance of loved ones. To dedicate a light, call Beacon on 01902 880 111 or email fundraising@beaconvision.org for more information. Donations must be received by the 24th of November for dedication names to be entered into Beacon's Book of Remembrance. A reminder will be sent out closer to the dates mentioned. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Beth.
Goodbye from Joyce.
And goodbye from Phil.